Thank you, distinguished Mr. Chairman. We'd like to bring some clarity with regards to the issue put forward with respect to your ruling. Your ruling, which now what the distinguished UK delegate was now talking about, concerned specific statements under the order of the way the meeting was held. But I would remind you that prior to that discussion, prior to considering the issue of how the meeting was held, you issued a general ruling on the fact that the floor could be given to the distinguished delegates from representing non-government entities. Now, that issue we've settled. I'm talking overall. Any ruling that's not on the meeting itself, but overall on giving the floor to a non-government entity by you, Mr. Chairman, transcends, that goes beyond your powers. It's not consistent with Article 106. This is broader because it affects not just the protocol for the meeting. It's not to do with the meeting. It's to do with the very functioning of the group. More broadly than that, the very mandate of the group, the way we fulfill the mandate of the group, which is by following the principle of consensus that underpins the group's operations. And as I said yesterday, even before we started discussing procedural issues, and when we discussed as a whole on this issue of organizing the work of the group, I said that we don't need any rulings from you, Mr. Chairman, because this matter is not to do with the meeting. It's to do with the issue of the organization of the group that's meant to be discussed by the member states on the basis of the principle of consensus, so that it shouldn't block the work of the group, so that the group can continue to work normally and move towards preparing its report. Now, there is no consensus on this issue. And as I say, I would say back to the UK delegation and to a number of other delegations who've tried to somehow lay the blame on the Russian Federation, claiming that we're trying to block the work of the group. I'm saying that it's you now, you are placing these obstacles. You refuse to accept the absence of consensus on this issue, and you want to continue the work of the group in the procedure that it was in previous sessions. Now, for me, it's patently clear that the group cannot continue its work without consensus on an issue. And in that case, there are two scenarios. Either we can continue trying to reach an agreement on the matter, but in that case, we lose time, and we're not spending it on substantive discussions, and by continuing that discussion, or we can continue substantive discussions and we postpone that issue. We give a chance to the chairman to bring together all interested parties somewhere in the margins of this session, outside of the plenary. We can try there somehow to maybe resolve the matter. There is no other option, because if now we're going to try and ignore that matter, then how are we going to work going forward? How are we going to put the report together? We work on the basis of consensus. We're on the recommendations now in Article 6C, we're meant to discuss those on the basis of consensus, I repeat. But doing it this way won't achieve anything. What's more, we here in the UN, where the opinion of each state is precious. So why do we insist to make these attempts to just ignore the opinion of one country? Yesterday, many times, we've set out our position. We can set it out again if you like. But what is unacceptable for us is to simply ignore that position, and what's more, adopt some kind of decision in circumvention of that position, in circumvention of the principle of consensus, which lies at the very heart of the work of this group, that contradicts the mandate of the group. And as we said, we will protect that mandate. We will defend our rights, which are enshrined in the General Assembly Rules of Procedure, in the Charter, in the UN Charter, so that our position is heeded. And since we've agreed that the group works on the basis of consensus, let's take a decision based on consensus and act only on the basis of consensus. Otherwise, this won't work. So please, Mr. Chairman, distinguished member states, we are ready to continue discussions of this issue. We can do that now. That's what we are doing. Or we defer the matter and continue a substantive discussion. Thank you.